Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of hope, and of love. Blessings. I am Alania Starhawk, Divine Channel, Spiritual Mentor, and this is Be the Light Radio, where we are reminded that with every breath we step into great potential, great beauty, great possibility, as we believe in greater possible outcomes, so it becomes our reality. So thank you for being present with me today. We'll be talking about self-love. And when I chose that as our topic perhaps a week ago and I scheduled this particular show, it came just flying out. We're discussing self-love. I detached from what it was that I would discuss, but knew that it was the next step upon our journey together. So for these last few days, I've been holding on to the awareness that we are stepping into the topic of self-love. And then I began to consider, is this really a topic that I can speak about with authority? Have I stepped into my own level, really allow me to be fully at home with myself, allow me to really see myself from the highest visions of light, of beauty, of truth, of being? And I laughed because I had that same thought that I had for so many years before I stepped out to teach and mentor and share what it is that I have to share. And the thought was, who am I to inspire you about self-love? So many of us hold ourselves to such high expectations of being whatever that ideal understanding of self-love, of good, of beautiful, of healing, of whatever it is we wish to be. We hold ourselves to a high understanding of what that means. Think a fundamental aspect, a fundamental part of stepping into self-love is in stepping free from the judgment of what it means. What if stepping into self-love simply means that with this exact breath, the breath that I breathe right now in this exact moment, see myself through the eyes of love? I allow myself to be fully accepted, appreciated, honored, and celebrated as I am. And this does not mean that you are able to do this fully and completely in every moment that is. It means that in this exact breath here and now, you are open to seeing yourself as fully perfect, pristine, divine, and beautiful as you are. Just open. And as long as you put out that prayer to see yourself through those eyes, so the whole universe, this infinite, beautiful, indescribable universe that celebrates you, loves you beyond measure, will begin to bring to you every moment of healing opportunity, every experience of inspired being, so that you can, with each following breath, step more and more fully into that deep understanding of self-love. You're open to that, right? You're open to love yourself a bit more tomorrow than you do today. I'm sure that you are so ready to let go of the judgments you've placed upon yourself, because simultaneously with those judgments that we kind of stuff down at those points unseen, we wish to deny and almost forget about, simultaneously we're putting out all these prayers to the universe, dear universe, dear spirit, dear God, dear source, please support me in manifesting the job of my dreams, manifesting the love of my dreams, manifesting joy in my life so completely and fully. We have all these prayers in place to begin shaping our life with greater expansions, greater waves of that which will lift us higher, greater joy, greater love, greater healing. But tell me, are we really welcoming in those greater visions if we simultaneously are holding on to some level of judgment about ourselves? Aren't you ready to just free all of those beliefs, all of those identities, all of those judgments that allow us to feel separate? Beauty and the joy and the magnificence that we wish to welcome in. The absolute truth is, from the highest point of being, is that you are the universe is you. You are source, source is you. No great experience, there is no great blessing or gift that is separate from who you are right now. We have the absolute authority and ability to call in any blessing, any miracle, any joy we wish to know. But because we are infinite, if we hold a belief within that same authoritative point of being, if we hold a belief that we're not fully worthy we yearn for, then from that authoritative state, that voice within is saying, we don't deserve that yet. And that is the voice I am so tired of. Over the last maybe just 2 days, I will say that frustrations began to mount one on top of the other for me. Frustrations that wouldn't normally affect me, and ones that weren't really because of anything in my outside world. They were thoughts, they were old and ancient thoughts that kept on piling up. And they kept on triggering the emotions that I originally had when I originally aligned with those beliefs and frustrations. At first, I tried to figure out where they were coming from, and I thought, what a waste of energy. Then I tried to shift them. I tried to heal them. I tried to raise them into higher consciousness. And it would last for a bit, and then they would come back. They didn't disappear from me completely until I stood in my light-filled authority and claimed that it was not my reality. even though I could not see all in my life as it's shaping itself right here, right now, because there are things moving at points unseen. I have an absolute awareness that all is flowing in perfect harmony and alignment. Instead of trying to heal the old, stagnant, limited thoughts, I simply just let them be, as if, even though they exist, I won't give them any more energy. I wasn't denying them, I was accepting them as real. And then I was claiming the power that I have over my life here today. My attention and my focus upon that which feeds me, lifts my soul, inspires me, brings me joy, that which reminds me of who I am. Now, when I first did that, I started feeling more like myself, but I would say that I was still in that gateway of the in-between. But I woke up feeling, my whole body feeling more energized, feeling more focused. The fog that I had over the last 2 days is completely dissipated. I'm feeling inspired, and I'm feeling as if everything I touch right here, right now, in my mind, in my imagination, in my actuality, everything I touch is golden. Because I am clear and remember who I am if I place my effort into this today, whatever that this may be. I trust that it will seed something magnificent for my journey. The funny part is that when we are not feeling completely like ourselves, we're feeling as if we need to take more control, more control, more control to find that balance, to find that peace. But it is, for me, in aligning with my infinite self, the part of me that knows I can't see everything absolutely clearly, but knows also that everything that is moving towards me is for my best and highest good. Solutions are ever flowing. Blessings, opportunities, majesty, magnificence is ever flowing. And it's just an acceptance. It's just a knowing right here, right now. It's not hard to align with this. It is my absolute truth here in this moment. And in all moments, whether my awareness shifts or not, in all moments I will take that breath and say once again, remind me of all that I am worthy of. Now, I shared this with you, raw, real, uncensored truth, because I have met more than one upon my journey who, when I mention self-love or self-worth, instantly claim, oh no, I've already done that. I'm good with that. I love myself. I look in the mirror every day and say, I love me. I am not telling you not to do that. I'm telling you do that. Do that as often as you can, as often as you are guided to. Continue to love yourself. What I am pointing some attention to is the understanding, the awareness of truly stepping into your love, your self-love, at the greatest level that can be. It takes a lot of exploration, self-discovery. I don't believe it's something that we gain on a Friday and hold on to for the rest of eternity. I believe that it's a journey that we continue to step into in greater and greater ways. Of acceptance, of being. I don't think that to say I'm stepping into greater levels of self-love today is a weakness. I think it is a beautiful, precious blessing. And I believe that it's something that will continuously amaze you, this journey, continuously amaze you. In my opinion, until we all, you and I, begin to simply illuminate our being from within, until this glow comes from that centered point within our physical self and begins to shatter some of the density that we claim, until our luminescent nature is absolutely manifest upon this earth plane, we will be stepping into greater waves of self-love every day. And it's important because when I've seen those who step so proudly into knowing, nope, I have that, I know that, I'm already in love with myself, I already have the great sense of self-worth, a part of me just wishes to breathe into their being so they recognize there's so much more to step into. Spirit told me once at the very, very beginning of my journey into awakening, Spirit told me to push myself to the edge of all that was comfortable for me, all that was my understanding of beauty, of potential, of what was possible, of what can be. And they told me that it was so important to get myself right to that edge. Because if I stood at that edge and simply asked to see more, more would begin to reveal itself. More would become my reality. But if we are so perfectly at home in the reality that we know, in all of the understandings of life that surround us now, how do we make room for the more? I am certainly wise enough to know that I only know a teeny tiny, infinitesimally small, morsel portion of what truly is. Every day I'm amazed by what is revealed, and every day I am in awe of the bounty that continues to flow. For myself, I am putting this passionate prayer in motion. And if it aligns with you, I encourage you to claim it as your own with a simple thought, just say, me too. It's as simple as that. The beautiful spirit, I call on you now, all of the wise ones and the sacred ones who see me as I am each day. See me taking each breath with an open heart, each step forward into the unknown. I call upon all of the sacred mysteries, all of the magnificent blessings, all of the beauty that has yet to reveal itself to me. I call upon all of this magnificence to support me, to surround me, to fill me here and now. I ask that it touches each and every aspect of my life, not one particular moment or point of being, that every life becomes the miracle, every day becomes the miracle in my life. Every moment becomes the opportunity. Every breath becomes the gift. I am stepping into greater ways of self-love, self-acceptance, self-awareness, and self-worth. All of those parts of me that for any reason I needed to hide within the shadows, that I felt I needed to deny, that I felt I needed to judge, that I felt I needed to run away from. I called all of those beautiful, innocent, perfect, aspects of myself home. I right now am standing so blissfully brave, strong, confident in who I am, that I welcome all of those aspects of myself home to be once again entwined and immersed in the waves, in the beacons, in the portals of light and love that I am. No separation in myself or without can be. I make every effort to accept myself as I am. Can you feel that healing take place? There's a part of me that I see. No, let me clarify that. I sense it as a part of myself, and Spirit tells me very clearly that it's a part of us. I represent the collective here and now, and your soul is no less part of this healing than my own is. So I sense a part of our almost falling down to his or her knees, feeling a bit of sorrow for all those times that we were not strong enough to just love ourselves completely, that we denied our own truth to hide from the possibility pure. And any less worthy than could be. There's a part of us that felt that in order to be safe, in order to be loved, we needed to deny these authentic aspects of ourselves. So here is this collective of light ones around us now, around you right now, around me right now. Whether you're listening live or in archive, there is this collective of light ones around us. And they say, with the power to lift every aspect of yourself that you felt needed to be hidden, needed to be separate, needed to be alone, needed to be punished, needed to be forgotten. All of those aspects of yourself right now, if you have the ability to call them to yourself, to envision them now, just hold them higher, lift them higher, lift them into this portal of light before us now. Let them be reborn. Let them be rebirthed, transformed in this golden frequency that is presented to us now, for us now. Let this beacon of divine light, this portal of divine alchemy, transmute, heal, and align every part of you that had momentarily forgotten that you are perfect and pure. The distraction from truth that allowed you to perceive that you, in any of your expression of being, could be less than loved, less than worthy, less than divine. This is where I, we, you, begin to step into our empowerment, into the celebration, as we remember, that's right, I am absolutely amazing as I am. Why? Why did I forget that? Let us claim it now that we stand as the I am, the infinite, all-encompassing, fully embracing I am, giving voice to all that moves through us authentically, all that seeks to discover itself purely, all that is ready to just accept itself, love itself completely. I step into the I am, and in this I am whole and nothing beyond that. I am that I am that I am. So it is. And so they're reminding me that in order to use this remembrance of I am most fully, it's important to not strain yourself when calling in that which you desire to welcome. Remember that if you believe that you are the I am that I am, part of you that is separate, that means all you need to do is whisper to that part of you that knows which soul will bring in that which you seek, which path, which call, which experience will be that which blesses you. Just a whisper. Align all in perfect harmony. I choose ease and effortlessness today. I'm taking a little sip of water to clear any resistance because I claim ease and effortlessness. Ease and effortlessness, ease and effortlessness, ease and effortlessness. It is mine to embrace. Dear universe and your infinite, infinite, expansive beingness, support me in this today. Clear the paths to resistance. They no longer distract me. They no longer entertain me. I claim ease and effortlessness today. How are you feeling? If you'd like to call in and join in the conversation, the phone number is 657-383-0122. I so appreciate you being part of this experience. We have a few on the line to me. You can press 1, and I know that you wish to share. And if not, I just adore that you are with me in this exact moment. There's no need to speak outwardly if you do not desire to do so. I feel you. I sense you. I love you. Spirit's coming through with one more message that I'd like to share about self-love. And they remind me that it really is about learning to look within yourself for the strength and the liberation you seek. The support can come to you from an outside source, but you are the creator of all that exists outwardly. It's a mirror. It's a reaction to the energy, the thoughts, the beliefs you hold within. So, they are reminding me to remind you, doesn't best serve us to wait, to search, to look for that validation of being special, being whole, being who you are outwardly. It doesn't serve to wait and search for that perfect experience, that perfect moment, those perfect words that will make you feel more complete within yourself. We can have all of the outward words in that can be. We can have ever-flowing support surrounding us in all ways. but it only blesses us. It only gifts us if we actually hold that same belief within ourselves first. Otherwise, we're listening to the words and we're denying it at some level of being. I'll tell you that far back of my journey when I was just awakening, let me say this. My entire life came to me since I was young. People came to me at every point in my life and would look into my eyes and tell me that there was something so magnificent about me. There was something so special about me. They kept on repeatedly telling me that I am different than others. And because I was not ready to even comprehend what that meant, there's a part of me that heard their words and then considered that they were all just batty. I know that they meant it, but they couldn't understand what they were saying. And it's because there's a part of me that couldn't understand why am I different than any other soul. I missed the point. I missed the point that was trying to show me that who I am is so unique, that unique is the gift that we each seek to claim. It's not that being unique makes me better than any other soul. It makes me beautiful to those souls that it inspires. Those souls that are ready to see that same beauty within themselves. It makes me part of this great big expansive mandala, this web of light, this tapestry of being. And it was so important for me to see myself as unique and special because I have always had this fire within. But I didn't understand that being different than others could be something beautiful. I considered that if it was something beautiful, that there was a part of me that was stepping into ego. And who am I to see myself as something more special, more unique, more powerful, more light-filled than any other soul? And since we're stepping into Vesak tomorrow, the full moon where Buddha was born into this earth plane, reached his enlightenment and ascended into light once again tomorrow with the full moon, I will tell you that it is Buddha that reminded me upon my journey that in order for me to do the work that I need to do on this earth plane, that I wish to do on this earth plane, I have to believe that I am the most bright, the most beautiful, the most amazing, the most powerful being that can be, in order for me to do what I need to do. And yet, I am no greater than any other soul. And this is why some people know how to step into true power. We have to embrace the knowing that we are the creators, that we are the manifestors, that we are always in control, that we always have authority over our experience. But that makes us no greater than any other soul. In my opinion, it is those who say that they have that you do not have, that are still holding on to old paradigms of power and beingness. In order for us to step into the infinite nature that we are, you are, I am, it's important for us to know that we are all infinite, we are all magnificent, we are all perfect, we are all pristine. I will happily lift everyone up as high as they are authentically comfortable in being. I cannot wait for the day where I see you, I, all of us bursting into pure light because we finally remember who we are. But this is not something that you can do through force, and it's not something you can do through acceptance of another's words, kindnesses, compliments. It's something you must embrace for yourself. The knowing that it doesn't matter what is shown outwardly, that within your bright soul, there is an acceptance of the brilliance that you are, the beauty that you are, the perfect divine nature that you are. It's not what you're stepping into. It's who you are. There are moments where this is my absolute truth. Moments like this, right now, in this exact breath, I feel it flowing all through me. And there are moments that I get caught up in the world, in the societal structures that we have created. Remember, it's not worse, it's not better, it just is. But every day I step more fully into myself, claiming even greater waves of self-love, self-appreciation, and self-worth. Today, I accept myself as I am. And I encourage you to do the same. Not believing that you have to step into self-worth, that if your heart is pure right now, and I know that it is, you already have the resources, the tools, the understanding, the insights, the awareness within yourself to be pure, to be wise, to be all you wish to be. Powerful, I can feel it flowing through me. If there's anyone who wishes to speak or share your thoughts today, you're welcome to do so. And if not, I might wind this up in just a few moments or so. My intention for doing this show each week, Be the Light Radio with Alania Starhawk, is to just open a doorway where we can be inspired. That includes myself. Meaning that when I step into this with you, I have no idea what will be shared. But I trust that if I give the open space for us to create in together, something beautiful, something magnificent will reveal itself. This also means that I am not governing how long the show will be. If I sense that it is complete, at 35 minutes in, then it will be. And if I sense that it's complete at 60 minutes in, it will be. I am not seeking to control this in any way. Next week's show I have scheduled for Tuesday, again at noon again. Feels perfect for next week. But on a weekly basis, I will not, right now, I will not be committing to any particular time. I will let it be flexible. So I encourage you to go on to BeTheLightRadio.com and subscribe or follow so that you get updates of when our shows will be. It's important for me to have that flexibility in my life now. A few years ago, I enjoyed Blog Talk so completely that I was doing it two times a week. I would do two-hour shows. And I'll tell you, as much as I loved it, it wiped me out. It wiped me out so much that I took a bit of time to come back. And in order to do that, when we're talking about self-worth, I had to have a clear understanding of what it is that I wished to manifest through this experience. I had to understand what elements would be important for me to feel balanced and fed and nurtured. I I knew instantly that it was important for me to have the flexibility, for me to be able to just share myself as I choose and let that be as it is each week. And those who were meant to find me would, that it would give me voice to share and receive participation in all that I have happening in my life too as well. And that, without my understanding of what this means, that you and I would begin to grow, to really grow a community, a family that existed beyond the bounds of physicality, where we can begin to really manifest some prayers, some energy work, some grid work of light around the globe, that we can begin to really create some fundamental change across the earth plane. And this we're doing today in small ways. That prayer that we just did in the middle of the show without me realizing that that prayer would be, that prayer has some incredible power in it. If you stand exactly where you are today, tomorrow, the next day, and claim that prayer as your own, be telling the universe that this is something that we as humanity wish to step into. And the greater numbers of bright souls who step into those waves of self-love, of healing, of non-judgment, the greater waves, the numbers, we will begin to create shift and change across the plane. And this, wow, this is what I wish to step into more fully. Where not only am I working on my own life, but by working on my own life, I affect change across the globe with every beautiful brother and sister soul. If you'd like to know more about me and my light work, I have a beautiful website, AlaniaStarHawk.com. It's filled with articles. You can contact me there. We have incredible opportunities to journey together. If you're in Florida, we have a healing space, Anahata Light Center in Largo. And every month we have incredible gatherings that lift soul, remind us of who we are, allow you to unite your soul with the presence of Divine Source. We're doing this tomorrow. In celebration of Wesak, full moon ceremony. And on Thursday, we initiate a four-week program into sacred wisdom. It's designed to really connect us to our own intuition, to remind us that we each have the ability to clearly see, to really envision the reality we choose to embrace, and to participate with the infinite a world of support, spiritual support that surrounds us. So we're going to get to intimately know our guides, our guardians, and how it is we can work together. That right now is taking place inside Anahata Life Center every Thursday for 4 weeks, beginning this Thursday, the 11th. And we have been requested to put something in motion like this online. So please message me if this interests you, so I can keep you updated. I'll let Spirit guide me about how to do that online through video, video chat, or we'll figure that out. But if anybody, I see a few more have come onto the line. If anybody wishes to speak to me before we go, just press 1. And I'd also like you to know that we have an incredible retreat scheduled for this September 27th to journey into Sedona. It's the I Am Retreat. Journey into Self Retreat that allows us to go into the light that we most naturally are. And we're looking for a few more brights. Souls to really participate in this and be open to changing the way that you see yourself forever. Last year's retreat was truly life-changing. I think I can say for everyone who participated, they've all spoken incredibly highly of the experience, and we all have those moments to help us feel supported walking forward. So there's so much happening. And somebody wishes to speak. I'm sorry. My eyes just opened. I really wish to thank everyone who's participating here. So, 727, how are you?
Oh, hi, Alania. I am good. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am good, and I'm having trouble articulating my questions, so I'm hoping that the guides will be able to get my my thoughts across here. You were talking about self-love and, you know, kind of standing on the edge and looking forward. Mm-hmm. How do I get myself past that point? Because there are so many days where, and I just look forward to my end coming, which isn't for many years yet. And I don't know if it's to do with self-love issues or if there's some sort of a block, but it's hard to get over what it is that I'm trying to get over to get to the next phase, to the next where I'm supposed to be, because I don't think I'm supposed to be necessarily sleeping my life away to wait to die.
So,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to ask this, hoping the guides understand what I'm trying to get to.
I'm so glad that you called in, Laura, because as you're saying your words, I can see the answer, and I can see that there are so many others that align with this question. Mm-hmm. And what they're showing me is, well, number one is let go of the belief that you have to know what is next, okay, because that puts too much pressure upon ourselves. So the next thing is to know that you really authentically want whatever is next, whatever does uplift you, okay? But there's a part of us that needs to be very clear with what it is we wish for. Sometimes we have a perfect picture of what that is. Sometimes we have this perfect understanding of what it is that we're looking for, but it's somehow limited compared to what can be. So what I do is, and you know, which reminds me, Laura, we're holding a manifesting course in the space, I think, in 2 weekends. It's going to be a full weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like to do is to release from how it manifests, but I need to know what energies I wish to embrace. So I would know, dear spirit, I wish to be inspired each day. You just said you don't wish to sleep your life away. So let's reword that and say, I wish to be inspired each day where the energy flows through me, excited to participate in life, knowing that all of the gifts and the blessings that I hold within myself are able to affect change, to impact others upon their journey. Assist me in finding the perfect path and opportunity to participate in life this way.
Okay.
You realize that those simple words, I'm like, my soul is becoming excited just by saying, yes, I want that. Another part is what I'm feeling for you particularly, Laura, because I know a little bit, is that you are such a strong woman that you've learned to do a lot on your own. I'll figure it out. I'll get there. But I'm going to say one of your prayers, if you align with it, is, dear spirit, dear universe, I am ready to remember that I am only one beautiful soul in this great, great, big, expansive collective of light, of soul family, I am only one beautiful soul who has so much to share. There are others who are waiting for me to be part of their circle, part of their family, part of their experience. I'm calling every bright who is ready to celebrate life with me to be. The ones who are ready to lift me higher, the ones who are ready to support my journey, the ones who are ready to inspire me. And that's a big part of it too. Whether we're talking about work relationships or private and personal relationships, intimate relationships, it's so important to say, universe, I'm so ready to welcome in the soul who are ready to powerfully experience life with me.
Okay.
And when you come to that absolute knowing, it will start to open doors in your own life. If you start to say these words, these invocations, affirmations, and there's a part of you that isn't aligned or denies them or doubts them, moves very slowly. But the moment you really say, yes, I want that, yes, I want that, and there's no resistance, suddenly the opportunities begin to reveal themselves. Mm.
Okay. Yes, that resistance. You're right. And if there's just one part, that can really have a big impact because that's I can see that. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Just keep on having a clear vision of what it is that you want and what it is you're worthy of, because it's all right now at the beginning, right? Today is a new beginning. Everything is possible.
Great.
Thank you, Sweetie.
Yes.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thanks, Alania.
Bye-bye. Are you feeling complete? I'm feeling complete. And so I am going to say, if you'd like to message me, if you'd like to journey with me in any particular way, I offer incredible private sessions where we welcome in your guides and your guardians. We clear any karmic blocks that are creating resistance to your empowered journey here in this lifetime. We go into the Akashic realm. We heal past lives. We can really go into your own higher self and see where it is that you're ready to expand, to really open to even greater perceptions of love and empowerment. But it's all possible. It's all possible because it's all light, it's all love, it's all truth. And we can do these sessions privately in my healing space or over the phone by video chat. I am here for you. Of course, all the information is on my website, alaniastarhawk.com. But this week, what I wish for you to know, what I wish for you to remember, is that you, where you are right now, are so loved. I want you to forget about all of the relationships that have caused you pain in the past. Just for this exact moment, I want you to remember that even though we have not met or might not have met on the physical plane, my soul sees your soul, and I love you as you are. Right now, there are infinite, infinite ones in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm, who all honor and celebrate you as you are. They will support you in moving forward into that which uplifts you, empowers you, and leads you forward into your path of true, authentic, all-encompassing self-love. So thank you for journeying with me, for loving me, for accepting me as I am, for just encouraging me to go forward on my own journey. Adore you and wish you namaste. So it is.